My goodness, months go by fast. It's already time for my next monthly update. Oh, and unlike it's September, I just adore October. Yes, possibly because of Halloween and fall and all sorts of good stuff. What do I have coming for you this October? Well, of course, I'll have to slip in at least one Halloween-themed audio. And some Locktober fun, of course. Plus, I think I should follow up on a series or two. And I've already recorded some quickies and a tale about a naughty new employee who happens to misplace her panties. Oh, just all kinds of naughty things coming in October. Oh, I also want to have my first, because the last time didn't work out as planned, real Patreon-only Discord chat sometime later this month. Just something fun. I mean, if it goes down a naughty road, it goes down a naughty road. But maybe if you had questions or ideas or, I don't know, just to hang back and chat. I always am tempted to sneak into the Discord room and hang out, but sometimes I can't stay very long and I feel so bad just popping in and out. I mean, if none of you mind that, I'll pop in and out and just have a quick chat, but I figure if I schedule something, then maybe it'll be better for those of you who really kind of want to catch me when I'm there and not in too much of a rush. So I'll release the date, maybe even two dates for that soon enough, and we can look forward to that just for you, my lucky and supportive Patreons. Gosh, I love you guys. You're awesome. Oh, there's something else on the theme of audio. Oh, this is more of a insight, I guess, for some of you on my posting. On Patreon, I don't know what tier this affects. Maybe just the exclusive tier and up. But the majority of time, you'll just see my audio as part of the post and be able to listen to it right then and there. Sometimes, and maybe some of you have figured this out already, for those of you that are a little naughty-minded, depending on how, let's just say, realistically naughty I get, I can't post those directly on that front page of Patreon. I have to kind of have a link to my Dropbox instead. So that's why some audios, you may see that you have to go to the Dropbox link for those. It's not ideal, and it's not what I would prefer, but it gives me a way to share those on Patreon as well. Similarly, sometimes with some scripts, you'll see them as a link versus actually posted there. With a script, that means that someone else wrote the content for this audio. They wrote the story. They put it out there for me to be able to record, and they usually want that shared for free on whatever site they posted it on. When I fill a script, I always, always go back to the original script writer first and ask them if it's okay to share their work on my other sites, because I want everyone to make sure that they get credit for the creative and hard work that they put together to give me such an amazing script. Because, of course, I only choose the amazing ones. So sometimes they're not as comfortable with them being on Patreon unless I can link back to sort of the original place where it was versus housing it behind a pay site, which I completely understand. And I always make them free. Those scripts that I do are on all of my free sites anyways. So sometimes with those, you'll also see them as links. I don't know if you notice that. Maybe you do and you just think, God, Lacey's psychotic. She doesn't know how to be consistent with her posting. I do. There's just a method to my madness. And really, the only reason for all of that is just so that my Patreons get everything. That's really very important to me, that if you're supporting me on Patreon, then you have access to everything I do and everything that I would have posted anywhere else. So that's that. Another thing, just to kind of clear out of the way, that I'm not going to put here because it's going to be too long, but I have gotten a lot of questions on, you know, what actually do some tiers mean? What are the chat tiers exactly? What is the watch with me exactly? That type of stuff. So I'll make another quick audio and post it around on Patreon in a little while for those of you that are curious and maybe interested. You'll get some more information on that as well. So not to take up too much time on this update. So let's get on to more interesting things like my oral fixation. Boy, you guys know me well. So how much gum do I have in my drawer was a poll from last month. And not quite 19, but at one point, the time that I posted that, I did have 15 various varieties of gum in my drawer. I'm going to see if I can maybe post a pic of my current gum drawer on this audio posting. But I have purged some of them. Some of them I didn't like. There's all sorts of nonsense in that drawer. But it's the naughty drawer underneath that you might want to take a peek at. And maybe one day I'll organize it a little better and get all of my toys in there and take a little pick for you guys. But 15 was the right answer to that survey. Now I might be doing a little spoiler for the most recent poll that I did, which was, what is the last ingredient in fake cum for porn sites? And it is, okay, before I tell you, you can skip ahead if you don't want to hear it and you want to fill it in, but it is actually sour cream. Ew, go figure. Well, I guess sour cream does go well on a taco, so. Well, that is the right answer. I can't make this shit up, gentlemen. Just Google it for yourselves. You know what, though? This month, I actually learned a new naughty term. I like learning those. It took me by surprise. It was in my last script fill, which was, does my ass look fat in these booty shorts? And one of the lines was something like, fuck me deep, fuck me prone bone, I don't care. And I thought it was a typo at first. I was like, what's prone bone? So I did actually have to Google it. And it's where the woman's lying down actually flat and getting, I think it's anally fucked. It might just be fucked. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and check, but I thought it was cool. I learned a new term, and I do like to get fucked prone bone, so there you go. Might come in handy. Now, you all know, too, for those of you who didn't. And, of course, what would this monthly update be without a few lacy hijinks? This month, oh, goodness, you're going to think I'm nuts, but by now, you all know I have my naughty room. And it's getting cold outside, and when the weather turns cold, then I guess the critters might want to come in. I don't usually have critters in my house, thank God. I have dogs, so that's never an issue. Plus, I just don't have critters. Sometimes in the garage, maybe, or the yard. But anyways, you know, my mind wanders, and there's like a vent in my naughty room, and it's open for, that's another long story, but it's open. And I thought I heard rattling in this vent one night when I was here by myself. And I actually thought I saw the little sort of, I don't know what you call that, ducty thing. It's like a, not a hard duct. It's like a accordion-like duct. Oh God, I'm not technically, constructionally inclined. But whatever, it's like a, whatever. So anyways, I thought I saw this duct move and the noise, and it could just be the furnace and the heater turned on for the first time. I don't know, but my mind went immediately to, oh God, what if that's a mouse? And I immediately just turned off whatever the fuck I was working on and hightailed it out of my naughty room. Then I ended up shoving a pillow, a throw pillow, not a bedroom pillow, up in the duct. How that would stop a mouse, I don't know, but in my mind, it was some sort of deterrent. So I put a pillow up there, After a little while, it started to become, you know, not immediately, but day after day coming into hearing, it became like a little hot box. Yes, how ironic, I know, but it's like a hot box in this naughty room. I would just start sweating, and God only knows when I take a naughty call. I mean, I get pretty excited on those. I was literally like sweating and panting by the end of it. So I had to move the pillow, and I got this little electronic rodent type thing that makes like a buzzing sound that's a deterrent, which I like. It keeps me very comfortable, whether it's psychological or not. I can't keep it on when I'm in here, unfortunately, because it does make this constant buzz, which the microphone picks up. But every time I leave, I plug it in. I've moved the pillow, so I got some air flow back. But I have to figure out a way to just make sure that I'm not constantly looking at the vent. Even now, as I'm telling you this story, I'm literally looking up at this, like, hosey thing in this vent. And I've got to get a cover for it, but a better cover. So, yeah. That was very interesting just to see me hightailing out of this hot box to avoid being attacked by a tiny little mouse, potentially, which I've never seen, by the way. And I do have a pantry right close by. I mean, God forbid if I had a mouse. I don't think my naughty room with my toys and my lube and my nail polish and whatever else I have in here would be the most attracting feature to a little critter. Then again, I do have a drawer full of gum. Okay, what else? I still don't have my stinking dryer knob that broke off, and it's supposed to come any day now. I am holding hope that it really does, so that I can actually use the dryer without having to go through this whole process to turn the damn knob. And thank you to those engineers that have offered to construct a knob on my behalf. You never know. I might actually be coming to you if it doesn't arrive. And speaking of packages and arrivals, I ordered some new sheets last month and bedding just because it was long overdue to have some new stuff. But usually I use an electric blanket when the weather starts getting cold. And I kind of have had it around for a while because it's been a cool summer and I've loved to have the windows open at night. I love the fresh air, but still want to be toasty warm. So I had my electric blanket around. And during some naughty fun last month, probably after watching the naughty bits of that 365 movie on Netflix, I'm pretty sure that was tonight. Oh, this is where my head goes if you're actually going to fuck me. So I end up squirting quite a lot in my orgasm and have this, you know, puddle on the bed. And after, I just kind of mention that, damn, can you imagine if this was on my electric blanket and it was plugged in, and then I just start kind of doing that sort of shaky electrocution motion on the bed. Oh, I got a very, like, odd look, like you are one crazy whacked out lady. But, you know, that's where my mind goes after potentially squirting on my electric blanket, which I didn't, thank God. I kind of value that and don't want to squirt all over it. All right, that might be enough hijinks for this one. Oh, I lie. One more. I ended up getting these wireless sort of earbud things, not AirPods, because I don't like the way those feel in my ears. I kind of need the ones that actually stick in. I know, why does that surprise you? Anyways, I did get some, and I thought, this is great, because now I don't have to plug into my laptop when I'm editing. I can just use my wireless earbuds. It's less cords while I'm editing. And to be honest, I had a pair before. They weren't actually the totally wireless ones. They had like a little wire that strung from ear to ear, but still, those ones, for some reason, would not connect to my laptop at all. I tried everything that I could think of and whatever. I used them for another purpose. But I did get these totally wireless ones that just kind of stick in my ears. I didn't connect them to anything before trying to connect them to my laptop just to make sure that that would be the connection that it made. And it did. Connected all great. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I'm just going to be totally wireless editing. Yeah, well, that didn't work. I don't know why, but for some reason with the laptop, maybe it's the things I have plugged into it. I don't know. There's a delay. Not only is there a delay in when it starts picking up the audio, but there's a delay in each ear. Like, they're not synchronized correctly. So one's a little ahead and one's a little behind, and it's just not meant to be. I've just given up and went back to my old school wire in my ear to edit for you all. The things that I have to suffer through. I know, what a hard life of a naughty lady. What else do I have on my October list? I already talked about my Patreon-only chat and Discord. Oh, I was chatting with someone the other day about, you know, naughty pictures and adding captions to them. And I thought maybe that would be a fun channel to have in Discord. Maybe a Patreon-only channel where we can put naughty pics that we find online, you know, just general ones, nothing personal per se, and then see what captions we come up with. I don't want to be the only one putting naughty pics in there, because I, as much as I love naughty pics and I find them all the time, I am a busy naughty lady too. I just got to figure out how that'll work. I don't want it to take away from the soft core pick section where we get to choose the pick of the month. I just want this to sort of be a fun thing. Maybe we only put up one post a day, and whether it's me or someone else puts up a post a day that we can caption. It's just an idea. If you think it's a fun one and something you'd enjoy, then I'd love to hear from you, and I can certainly set something like that up in Discord. I'm always looking for more ways to have fun with you guys there. So I think I'm close to wrapping up my monthly update. There's just one more thing that I wanted to get in before I thank you all for your support. I do this naughty recording because, well, originally I started doing it because I needed an outlet, and it has been a fucking amazing sexual outlet for me. I way outlived my wildest expectations, and I just have a naughty mind for slutty stories. And believe me, I've tried just to do simple, sweet stories, which is another thing all in itself. I'll talk about that next month, maybe. But I just, my mind goes to naughty. It goes to dirty. It goes to fucking and sucking and cocks and cum. I just, I can't help it. That's what I like. That's what I enjoy. That's why all of you are here. But last month, I got a message. Actually, I got more than one from a couple people. I don't know what it was with September, but one in particular from a listener that told me a story about some of the things that they've gone through in their life. Hard things. Things that really hurt my heart for them. But they also said how just having my voice to listen to, how they would play my recordings at night just to have company with them and help them through the rough times, how much that meant to them. And I'm not regularly an emotional kind of gal, and I don't kind of like to think of things that would, you know, bring me down. I try to look at the positive. I try to be happy as much as possible. I just find my life is easier if I focus that way. But not that I mind or anything. Anyways, this story just hit me, and it gave me a totally, totally different perspective that I never in a million years would have thought my audios did for someone, and more than just this person, because like I say, ironically, last month I got quite a few of these type of messages, and I can't tell you what that means to me. Like, I'm just here doing my naughty thing, enjoying the fuck out of being a crazy, dirty lady. But to some people, that means more than just that. And it just made me even more proud of what I do, which is an odd thing to say. I'm proud of putting smut out on the internet, but I work hard to do this. I want to do well at what I do and put out quality and make you guys want to be here with me. But I just never thought you'd want to be here with me for more than just, I guess, jacking off. So, wow. It just gave me a renewed enthusiasm for all that I do. And I can't thank you enough for sharing that story with me. As much as it hurt me and, you know, it touched me, it also put an amazing smile on my face and a drive to just never ever stop doing this and never ever question why I have this naughty calling, because it's there for more than just getting your cocks off, which I fucking love, by the way. All right, gentlemen and ladies, I think I have quite a number of little naughty pussies in the bunch now, which is just so fucking awesome. I am just so damn grateful to have all of you here with me. I don't know what I'm doing to deserve it, but my God, I am going to keep doing it and keep doing it and just try and give you more and more and more fun stuff to play along with me with, because I just adore having you all supporting me. And it, you know, it's more than just the numbers and the cash flow, which, yeah, I need and love. It's just knowing that we're having a great fucking time being dirty together. What more could you want? I'm just so fucking lucky. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. And for my naughty Canadian Patreons, happy Thanksgiving. It's coming this weekend. Stuff your face with all that goodness and don't give a crap. Just lick all that gravy up for me. That's my way of just sneaking into your innocent Thanksgiving family dinner while you're diving into that gravy. You can think of me. Oh, that's so much fun. I'm going to be thinking of you. And I'm also looking forward to binge watching the new, like, Haunting of Hill House version. God, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a new one on Netflix, which I really liked watching maybe last year or the year before, whenever it came out. So I'm looking forward to that and kicking butt secretly in Among Us. It's a new popular video game type thing, which I'm going to brush up on and get to play this weekend in a group. So I'm looking forward to that. And to my American friends, vote. Good luck with everything that's going on there. It's all going to work out. I just know it. And with the rest of the world that's dealing with everything else, I'm not up to speed on much else, unfortunately. But hopefully, wherever you are, you're doing well, improving. And if not, at least looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, if anything good has come from this pandemic, it's that, for once, the entire world has something in common. I don't care where you're from. It's impacting your life somehow, and that brings us together in ways we've probably never known before. And I know there's lots of positive things that are going to come out of this all. And yeah, those are probably my rose-colored glasses, but fuck, I'm not taking them off, because they help me be the naughty girl you know and love. All right, everyone. Enough of my rambling for another month. I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now. Lacey.